Well, it's another day, Paige, and another dollar, and a few more dollars, and you could get on the subway. A few more dollars than that, you can get an egg sandwich and a cup of coffee. I'm Rick Slatchford. It is time for another day, Paige, and let's start out with a salute to coffee. There we go. Raise your thermos or your mug high. I was definitely in need of that. And today we're going to look at the Washington Post, or the WashPo. Some interesting things found there, including an article, the NSA chief asks a skeptical crowd of hackers to help the agency do its job. There's a picture of Army General Keith Alexander and the look on his face as he addresses the so-called black hats in Las Vegas is rather amusing. That must have been funny. Wish I'd been there. Yep, asking the hackers for help in light of everything that's going on. Well, obviously it's a public relations campaign, and the NSA, the more they say, the less they're being believed. So they're not very good politicians. And we'll just leave it at that and move on to some other things, including an ad that appeared to the right of this article, which is pretty interesting. Stick a tile to anything and track it with your iOS device. Now, the interesting thing about this is that it's a product that you can use with an iPhone or an iPad or other device. And you stick this little tile, which appears to be perhaps a Bluetooth device or something like that. And it transmits a signal, which allows you to locate it if you're nearby using your iGadget. And you can send it a signal to make it beep. So it's sort of like the Find My iPhone feature. The interesting thing, though, is that when you order this, you don't actually get it. You're pre-ordering it. They're using this as a mechanism to raise capital to fund the final stages of getting this product off the ground.
This is Tile. You can track distance to your lost item. The app shows you as you get closer. And Tile has other features too. You can log into your Tile account on anyone's smartphone to search for your items. And you can also activate a Tile to ring so you can find it by sound. You can even securely share Tiles with others using our cloud-based platform. If your bike goes missing, you can mark it as a lost item. This puts all other Tile apps on the lookout for your Tile. If any Tile user gets within range of your bike, their phone will discreetly and securely communicate with our cloud system, and you'll be sent a notification of your bike's whereabouts.
Hi, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
We've both been working in the hardware industry for years. This was our prototype 6 months ago.
And now Tile's ready.
But we need your help to make Tile a reality.
And we need your help to build the Tile community.
Let's build something great together. Thanks.
Thanks.
Two studly and possibly fey-looking fellows there, asking you for your money for their product before it's ready. Having dealt with venture capitalists myself in the past, I think it's actually a pretty good way to do business. Sort of like crowdsourcing and other related ways of raising money. So it was interesting to stumble across that, and after all, I do lose a lot of things. And I've often thought, gee, it'd be really great if I could just send a signal and make it beep. And such as those kinds of products have been around for some time. But they're usually only single device. And this supports multiple devices. And they're pretty expensive, about $20 a pop right now. But who knows, if it becomes commoditized, the price could go down. And we could have yet another gadget to use with our gadgets. Back to spy wars and the war on privacy. Bradley Manning was found not guilty of aiding the enemy, but he was found guilty of espionage, and a very pale-looking Bradley Manning, he looks pretty skinny too, was ushered out of the courtroom. Faces potentially really long term in prison. At the same time, let us not forget that Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, the outfit that published the information that Bradley Manning released, is still residing in the Ecuadorian embassy in London and can't leave. He mentioned in an interview with Amy Goodman on Democracy Now!, which can be heard on Radio InfoWeb at 2 p.m. New York time every weekday, that there's a popular press misconception that Julian Assange is holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in order to avoid extradition to Sweden for what appear to be trumped-up charges against him. Two hookers said that he had non-consensual sex with him. I believe that's what their claim is. And really looks like a trumped-up charge to get Assange out of England and into Sweden so that he can then be extradited to the United States and face the death penalty, just as Bradley Manning did. And so the reason that Assange is holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy isn't to avoid extradition to Sweden, is to avoid ultimate rendition to the United States of America, where he would face death charges, or the death penalty on these ridiculous charges. And that is the world that we live in today. And that's Day Page for today. Glad to be with you on this day. I'll take another salute to coffee on that. And a salute to you for listening. You can find past Day Pages at daypage.net. And Day Page is found all over the internet, including on my blog, LatchfordFactor.com. And then there is our lovely telephone number, 646-450-KISS. If you'd like to leave comment or if you have something pithy to say, we'd like to hear it. 646-450-5477. That's right here in New York, where Day Page is produced. See you tomorrow.